What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello and welcome to Hashtag Storytime, the podcast filled with everyday stories from everyday people, brought to you by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions. I'm your host, Will, insert funny middle name, McFadden. So I'm not sure if you guys know this, but Hashtag Storytime is a comedy podcast. Technically speaking, the genre of this podcast is comedy. And according to a website called Chartable, this podcast ranks 511th on the comedy charts, which I find hilarious. You know, I wonder where my arch nemesis Seth Rogen's Storytime podcast ranks on the comedy charts. Oh, wait, that's right. It's not a comedy podcast. It's technically a documentary, and it ranks 24th, which is pretty damn good for a coward. So let me tell you a little thing about comedy. This is going to be where everybody turns off the podcast or skips ahead. So it doesn't really matter what I say. Also, just a reminder, this podcast is not for children. Comedy is all about surprise, okay? It's about set up the expectation and then fake them out. You know what I mean? Watch, here's an example. Duck, duck, dildo. Boom, there it is. That's comedy. See, you thought I was going to say goose, but instead I said gildo. Did it again. That time you thought I was going to say dildo, but instead I said gildo, and I bet you didn't see that. Jizzing. Oh, what? What did I do there? That was a double entendre. Also, the word jizzing is just a funny word. It's kind of like cattywampus or hullabaloo or murder. Got you again, didn't I? This is too easy. You see, in comedy, you can't ever let the audience know what your next move is. You got to keep the audience on their nippies. Nippies rhymes with tippies, tippy toes. That's a little Cockney rhyme slang off the dome, okay? Guys, this leads me to today's guests who are experts in the old art of the misdirect, and I'm talking about the Pointer Brothers. Not sisters. See, even their name is a fake out. And if you've ever seen the never let them know your next move trend on TikTok, that's the Pointer Brothers. They also do some of the most amazing elaborate handshakes I've ever seen. You also may know them from their comedy podcast called Pointless. Great title. And I sat down with Henry and Mike, and they told me a story that had to do with a pretty odd job.
So I want to tell you guys the story of how I found myself in a hoarder house, cleaning out a hoarder house over the summer, the year after I graduated college. So I can give you a little background on that. I graduated UMass Amherst in 2019 with a degree in finance and didn't really like finance. You know, you have all the investment bankers, everyone that wants to go on Wall Street, do all that stuff. That wasn't me, but right. I got my degree in finance because I thought, you know, it's a solid place to go. So didn't have a job when I graduated and I wasn't that worried. I was like, hey, you know, I can pick up some odd jobs, do some stuff while I'm doing a job search. Through a friend, I got connected with this guy who flipped houses and he was in need of just some handyman, some labor work, just, you know, hey, clean up this house, maybe do a little bit of painting, you know, tear up some carpets, do some stuff for me, you know, whatever's needed. And that was going fine. I did that for a couple, you know, I was working a couple months. We maybe, you know, did 4 or 5 houses. And one day, we got a new job, a new location. He said, all right, you're going to go to this townhouse and it's a hoarder house. So, you know, just be ready to get in there. And your only job is to clean it. Just get everything out. And we're like, so it was me and this one other guy. I think he was probably about 50. So he'd been working there for a while.
I like how he said, be ready.
Yeah,
be
it was
ready
pretty
for
much
a hoarder house. It's like, well, and I don't know.
And I'm like, okay, so I've heard of the show Hoarders.
That's like you've ever seen.
Like, that's it. I'm like, that's the only thing that I know of when it comes to hoarder house hoarding and all that stuff.
You should. Did you watch any episodes before just to mentally prepare
yourself? No way. I didn't do it.
When I think of hoarders, yeah, I just remember this one vivid scene from an episode. I don't know why it sits in my mind. Is like they walk into another room and there's just like this old lady with just like her head popping out of like just trash. And she's just like totally like senile.
Dude.
I think. But like, yeah. Just like, she's like, hey, like, what are you, how's it going? Yeah. Or something.
It's like this, like, all of these papers are very important to me.
Yeah. You got like an empty cup on the other side. It's like, hey, no.
I'm going to need that soon.
Don't touch that.
So
I was real quick. I was watching Hoarders one time. And it was one of the most disturbing episodes I'd ever seen. And my dad walked in eating a sandwich and was like, oh, I know that girl.
I was like, what? Are you serious?
I was like, the hoarder? He was like, oh, yeah. She did some work for me a couple months ago.
No way.
Oh, what's she doing on TV? I was like, she's on Hoarders.
She's on Hoarders. Yeah. You don't want to know what she's doing.
Right? Yeah. Dude. That's wild.
I was like, I don't want to. Get this idea in my mind. I'm like, it's not gonna be that bad. Hoarder house, whatever. Like, yeah,
just keep
guy,
an
like,
open mind. Just
go in open mind.
It's gonna be as bad as a show or something.
No. Like. So I'm trying to think. So all we had to do was just clean the place out. I'm like, oh, that seems like the easiest thing we've done yet. So we show up to this house, and there's a garage door, right? We open the garage door, and you can't see more than like a foot and a half in front of you. And you're immediately smacked in the face with this smell that I can't even describe. I don't know if it's old food, if it's moldy something, if it's like a dead animal. Like you, I have
probably everything.
No idea what this smell was. And neither one of us, we had no idea what we were getting into. And this was just the garage door, right?
Right.
So first thing we did was we hauled it to Home Depot. We got a ton of trash bags and we got like these face mask respirators, which I mean, kind of needed, but I wasn't stoked about it because it was the middle of the summer and it was hot as balls. Like it was like you put one of those things on and you're like immediately dripping sweat and like, it was a tough time to be cleaning out a hoarder house.
I'm sure, you know, the heat wasn't helping with the smell as well.
It was like, it was terrible. It was like cooking it up. Like it was making, it amplified it.
It's brewing it. It's stewing it for you.
Our job was to throw everything out and we were like, okay, we'll get a dumpster here. We'll pack all the stuff in bags or just toss most of the stuff in the dumpster, whatever. No problem. Turns out that afternoon once we started getting going, trying to figure out what was what, the dumpster was placed and then someone at the apartment complex or condo complex was like, hey, that can't be here. It's against the homeowners association, all this stuff. So they already got a problem with it.
I would have tossed hands.
So our only solution was to then rent a U-Haul and throw all the garbage, all the trash bags in that U-Haul and drive it 2 hours to a different site that we were working on. So we were literally just packing this thing full, driving it, driving back, packing it full, like it was like the most inefficient, like it was a terrible like setup.
Yeah, You're like, I have a degree in finance.
That's what I'm saying.
What
I'm
like, doing right
dude,
now?
I remember like I was literally like picking up just old food. At one point we went to this, I turned into like the kitchen, I think at the time. And there was more Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee cups in a pile than I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I'm not kidding. Probably like up to my shoulders.
Nipple height or some shit.
In the entire, like, this entire room. I want to say, like, there's probably, like, 2,000 of these cups. I have photos. Like,
we got to try to find them and send them in or something later.
You truly have to see it to believe, like, the amount of trash that was in here.
Maybe they were a big fan of the Charlie deal. That, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, right?
D'Amelio fan.
I think that was the first picture I got from Hank, like, when I was just chilling. I was in Cape Cod with some buddies. And I think that was the first picture. Well, I'm like having fun, you know, drinking beers, going to the beach, figuring out where we're going to go for the night. Hank sending me a picture of his Dunkin' Donut just infested. I'm just like, all I could say, I'm like, yeah, man, like that sucks, bro. Like that sucks, dude. Like I don't know what to tell him.
You're like, what are you up to today, dude? Like, he's at the beach chilling. He's like, I'm literally nipples deep in Dunkin' Donuts trash. Like, it's
like, that was it. It was insane. I'm trying to think of like some of the weirdest shit we found there.
Well, also one question is, so the owner of the house obviously didn't live there anymore?
Very good point. I meant to get back to that. So
I don't know.
The houses that we worked on, the guy that we worked for bought them all at foreclosure.
Gotcha.
So a lot of these houses hadn't been lived in for a long time. So, you know, some needed different types of work than others. This one had was foreclosed on. So the woman that lived there, I don't think had lived there for maybe a year or something. I don't know the exact time. It could have been like 6 months to a year, but she hadn't lived there. And I think that not having to like deal with her or work with her and like with all like
that would have been
horrible. It made the experience like, you know, that much easier and quicker, because it was literally just like, you see something, put it in a bag and throw it out. Like there was no ifs, ands, or buts. Like
there's no negotiating.
No negotiation.
I feel like if the lady was there or something, like you would have actually got rid of nothing. Like it would have.
That's when we would have brought in the camera crew and we'd have been like, "We're getting this all on film." Because like,
I thought you were gonna say that you like turned a corner and then there she was, like sitting in the bathroom amongst like.
You thought she hadn't lived here for years, but nope, she's just been under a bunch of trash,
dude.
Yeah, she's just hiding, and you know,
make a documentary and bring it to Vice and just sell it to them.
It was insane. I'm trying to think of some of the stuff that we found. I remember one of the funniest things was like going into the kitchen when we finally made it there. We kind of like. Yeah. So first attack was like get the stairs, like clean off the stairs so we could get up to that first floor. And then from there was like kind of like picture yourself like it just fresh snowfall and you're just like trying to like shovel a little spot out to like get to the mailbox and then like you can get back or like, so that was kind of what it felt like. It was like, let's just get like a little path to the kitchen, a path to like the bathroom so we could just kind of move around in there. We get to the kitchen and like, and I'm like, the hell is going to be in this fridge? Like the fridge was still there, plugged in.
Terrifying.
Like, so
this is good.
We open up the fridge and I was kind of upset because there was nothing like crazy in there. I was hoping it'd be like, you know, like I don't even know what I was expecting to be in there, but all of the food was like dated back in like 2008. So it was an entire fridge full of like, we got like cheese and like crackers and yogurts and like these had all the old logos on it too. So I was like, oh, like I didn't know that like Yoplait had that logo or something. And like all this crazy stuff.
Vintage,
like,
vintage Go-Gurt.
Legit. I was like,
2019, right?
This was 2019.
I remember you sent a picture though of like a mozzarella ball and it was like 2007.
Yeah.
2008. I probably would have ate it. It looked pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
We found
it still looked pretty good.
A bottle of Jose Cuervo on top of the fridge.
That never goes bad. Yeah.
And the guy I was working with was like, yeah, I'll take that. Like, that shit doesn't go bad. I was like, you go, it's all yours. Like, by all means, grab it.
As long as that seal is unbroken.
I think it gets better with age, right?
You never know if it was broken. Like,
so we found, that was like the most interesting thing because that was all like 12, 13 years old. And then, we were sifting through the trash and the Dunks cups and all that stuff. And we'd see like takeout receipts from a couple months ago. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, so like you had the, you know, 12-year-old ball of mozzarella, but you chose to order BK. You know what I mean? It was just like,
yeah.
Where do you think like they sleep? Like at, like they on this?
It was just crazy. I was like, no room to sleep. You know what I mean? We found one of the craziest things we found was some old teeth.
So we stumbled upon some teeth, and I was like,
"We don't know if that could have been not their teeth.
Don't know whose teeth." We didn't ask any questions. It was like, "Oh, these are funny. Let me send a Snapchat to my buddy, and you know, we'll see."
Yeah,
well, that's back, the end of those.
Pack it up, put it in the U-Haul, drive it 2 hours. Exactly.
Simple as like that was it. That was the process, and like we finally made it up to the second floor.
Tarzaning your way through there with your machete,
dude. It was insane. We make it up to the second floor, and we got the two bedrooms, and one of the things was the guy I was working with, he's like, "Oh, I've cleaned out plenty of hoarder houses before." Like he, you know, he's been there, done that. And he's like, "You know, like check all the pockets. Like you might find some money and some stuff." So I had this idea in the back of my mind that like I was going to strike rich. Like I was going to like reach into like a, you know, like a pocket or like find something. It was going to be like, you know, $500 or like, you know, I'm going to find like, you know, some money or something. Didn't end up doing that. So for four days straight, didn't find anything.
Yeah, like the crown jewels,
right?
There.
I was like
the fucking diamond from Titanic,
exactly. Some vintage like baseball cards or something that I'm gonna resell or like
they Honus had a Wagner
and they just forgot
rookie about. Card.
Right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, you know, found all sorts of shit. And like,
what was the, didn't you find quarters like worth like,
we ended up like collecting all the change and stuff. And like, I think we ended up with like a couple hundred, like 200 bucks. Maybe we brought it to.
See, that's that finance major.
That was the degree kicking in. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I see a couple, 2-3 quarters. You're like, we got to stack those together. You know what I mean?
I could probably sell these teeth.
We should have done it. Someone's looking for teeth somewhere, right?
Some sick fuck would have bought those, dude. Like,
so we get upstairs to the second floor and there's the two bedrooms and you can tell like one of them was like, this older woman, and the other one seemed to have been like a teenage boy. So I was like, the hell's going on in here?
Right.
Sifted through all that stuff, threw out all sorts of shit. But one thing we did find was a stack probably of like 40 Playboy magazines and like all this other like computer images. Like this dude went on like, went on Googled like boobs and then like would copy, paste that in a Word document, printed it all out. And then, so I just found all these like hand printed
just like naked pictures dedicated like, to the craft.
But it was just the funniest thing. Cause I'm like, the whole time I'm trying to paint a picture like, oh, like these, I wonder like who these people were, like what they do and all this stuff. And like, it's weird. Yeah. Cause like going through all this stuff, like you do kind of paint a picture of who lived there and like where, what they're up to and what they're doing, because that's where they lived and that was their home. And like, you know, they got foreclosed on. It's not, you know, that, you know, kind of, a, you know, not that exciting of a part of the story. But anyways, it was interesting. So I found all that fun stuff.
Well, the thing with the, you know, the teenager collecting, you know, it's a fine line between collecting and hoarding. Like if you have vintage Playboys, that's kind of cool. That's kind of interesting. But yeah, once you start printing out like pictures of Carmen Electra's boobs, like,
yeah,
those exist on the internet. Those are never going away. Like the internet's not going to just delete all of those boobs.
Yeah,
they're going to be there forever.
Right.
No, so,
right.
Like you don't they're need not, the, you don't need away. The hard copies. Maybe it was like there's going to be an apocalypse and I'm going to be holding all the porn
and maybe
and all the boob pics yeah, and I'll be king of the boobs.
Yeah, he's literally CEO of boobs and now he can. He makes money through that way. He's
there you go.
Monopoly.
Right.
Yeah.
An NFT. Like he's somehow able to like take that and transform it into an NFT.
It's a non-fungible titty.
Exactly.
Nowadays, that's what, yeah, that's what he could have done.
Yeah. I mean, so the whole thing like that, like just the whole experience. I mean, I think it was like Monday through Friday and it was like, I had to drive 2 hours to get there. We spent a lot of time in the car, a lot of time packing shit up, throwing it out the second floor and just trying to get as close to that truck as possible before we...
Oh, yeah. I'm back-breaking labor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
It was just
I think one of, like, the funniest parts, like you mentioned, where it's like you're in the middle of doing this and you're like, dude, I have a finance degree. It's like once you also drive 2 hours away to dump that trash, you're hopping in the truck and it's just like a nice quiet ride back to do the same exact shit again.
Bro.
Again and again. And you're just like, no, dude, 4 years of college, dude. Yeah, this is paying off.
This is great.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm definitely like... Like,
putting that degree to work.
Yeah, right.
It's not like a 20-minute ride to the dump, 10-minute ride, 2 hours. Dude, that's a road trip. Like you're sitting back and you're just like prepping yourself mentally. Like, how am I going to get through today? When is it going to hit 5 p.m. so I can just absolutely
dive, well, dude, that dive was back in.
Yeah. That wasn't even the thing because we had to finish the project.
Like, yeah,
5 p.m. hit. I mean, dude, I was trying to just get the job done. You know what I mean? It was like this point.
I think one of the grossest pictures I received from Henry while I was on vacation, you know what I'm saying, was...
Yeah.
This, and you have it in your notes, but I saw it, is he sent a picture of the toilet.
Oh, dude. I forgot about the bathrooms.
I don't even know. I think I probably have it on my phone, but it was disgusting. It looked like the toilet hadn't been flushed in years. Like, it was. We don't know what it was. I think it was what we thought it was, but
I think she was
brown and like,
yeah.
It just didn't have it
wasn't. Do you have it? Just crusted.
Can we show that or?
I mean, I could always share it.
Picture, we'll put it in the description if you really want to see it.
Right. If, yes. Yeah.
Just like, think about this. Oh, but there it is right
it
there.
Was,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun cleaning that one out. And like so
how'd you attempt that one?
Well, we had to like, once all the crap was cleared, we had to like uninstall it, right? And then like carry it downstairs. And I'm like, there's still liquid in here, dude. I'm going to spill. If I spill this on myself, I'll be
done.
Like,
I'm done.
Take my whole leg. Take out, you know, just chop like both my legs off. I'm done. I don't want anything.
So
like,
you got to do it. Leave the leg.
Dude, it, yeah, that
I
was
freak out.
That was a lot of fun. And I guess kind of like the moral to this whole story, like at the end of the day, after, you know, long sleeves, jeans, boots, respirator mask, you know, cleaning out just pure garbage in this house 2 hours away, I kind of just like had a moment where I sat down, we finished up, and I was just like, holy shit. Like, I really gotta like kick this job search into gear. Like, you know what I mean? Like, paint, like doing the painting on the other projects and, you know, ripping up carpets. Like, yeah, well, it's not that bad. Whatever, I can do this for a little while longer until I find a job. Then you get hit with the hoarder house and you're like, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. I don't need any more of that. I'm gonna put this degree to work.
I think so, that's
last straw.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was fun. Like, I'll tell you, like, nothing will bring you closer to another person than, like, cleaning out a hoarder house. Because, like, we went through that. It was me and Alex. Like, we went through that one together. And at the end of it, it was like, dude, can we just, like, share a beer or something? Like, let's just go get a bite to eat and, like, just forget about that.
You guys went to war together.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
You went to battle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's like one of those, like, once it's over, though, it's a story, right?
It was like a fun experience to like look back on it because you have to see it like to believe it, some of this stuff. I mean, you watch the show and that gives you honestly a pretty good pretty good view of it. But
well, I'm so intrigued to know what it all looked like once you guys were done and then once the remodel happened.
Yeah,
like you didn't even be able to tell.
Incredible. You would have no idea. It didn't smell at all. It literally looked incredible. And the thing is, there's such good fix and flips mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, it's not like a lot of wear and tear on the property. It's like on the foundation or on anything really. Like you get rid of the rugs and there's literally a path that one little path that was walked on and the rest of it just has like a couch sitting on it for 20 years and a couple boxes of shampoo that have been sitting there for 20 years.
It's so funny. It's like a path. Like you see just like in the woods, a defined path, but it's like in someone's house.
Literally,
so
dude.
Much shit and trash all over.
What if the next family that moved in was also a hoarding family and just immediately put it right
there? Like, I'll get a call in 5 years and be like, all right, like you've done it once. We need you to do
round
it again.
Round two. Let's go.
They come in, they're like, dude, this place is way too clean. They just start fucking like, ripping all their trash. They start picking up people's trash, getting ready to pick up by the dump, and they're just like,
they're like, shoveling it. Hello, Dunkin' Donuts. I only need 7,000 cups.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it through.
Fond memories, you know, needless to say. But
and I will throw out there too that if you do have hoarding tendencies, if you are an obsessive compulsive hoarder, we'll put a resource in the description to seek help because it is a legit and really difficult situation for people out there, and it's tough when you find yourself in that, and hopefully we can maybe help you find some help to not end up in that kind of a situation.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad you made it through. And also, I think my favorite part of this story is that Mike, you were just on vacation the whole
time. Dude's like popping limes into Coronas and like jumping off a boat into. And I'm just like,
I'm like busy. Whether opposite. I'm trying to figure out whether I'm gonna put like Cape Cod chips or Doritos in between my ham and cheese sandwich. I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. And then Hank's
I'm like getting sweat in my eyes and like I want to like wipe it. And then I'm like, I can't. I gotta take my glove off and like. And Mikey's just enjoying the beach and all that
just
stuff.
Just living it up. And I would assume you'll probably never end up being a hoarder yourself.
I hope not. I really hope not. I'll find a couple little things piling up and then have my flashbacks to that time that I was cleaning it all out.
You start getting
does this spark joy? No, get rid of it. Throw it out.
You see someone like hoarding, like my room's a little messy. Hank comes in, starts getting sweats, Like,
here we go.
falling down.
Just the respirator goes on.
Gotta
go. Let me get it.
Let's get it. Yeah. I'm just happy I wasn't there to experience it.
Yeah, I know. I know you were.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back, Fable Babies. You know what time it is? It's time to let the robot intern out of its cage. That's right. It's Robo Reddit Reads. You know, I just realized I've never really introduced the Roboturn. That's what I call him. The robot is a robot intern, Roboturn. But, you know, the reason why I did that is I didn't want you all to get attached to it, only to then cancel this segment and then have to dump it in the river. But you seem to really love the segment on the gram, so I think we'll keep it around for now. So, Roboturn, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to all the Fable Babies out there?
My name is ST64219, but you can call me Kyle.
Okay, Kyle. Why don't you tell us a fun fact about yourself?
Let me think. I like guns and roses.
Wow, that was a really bad place to pause, but cool, I guess. So, do you have a Reddit thread you want to share with us?
Nothing would bring me more pleasure.
Don't like that.
This thread was started by username LongJeweler5845. They asked, "What is your best I didn't just dodge a bullet, but a tactical nuke story?"
Ooh, that's a good prompt, Kyle. Nice find. All right, hit me with the best responses.
I was once the last person to cross a bridge before it fell. Looked in my rear view to see what the noise was, to see open air where there should have been road, and some white-faced people who were just about to cross as well.
Oh my god, terrifying. First question, was anyone on the bridge? Second follow-up question, did you see the Mothman? No further questions.
I was about 11 and my dad wanted me to come along with him to pick up some furniture about 30 minutes away. I made a huge stink about it, basically being an annoying little male adolescent turd, saying how I wanted to stay at home and play, I'd be really good, it was boring, etc. He finally got fed up and stormed out and told me to stay put and he'd be back soon. About an hour later, he comes home in a police car, pretty shaken up, and just reached over and hugged me hard. Turns out that he was driving down the highway and traffic got busy ahead, and this semi-truck in the lane over, tried to stop too late and jackknifed. It fell over on the passenger side of the car, right where I would have been if I had gone along with him. The car was totaled, obviously, with the entire passenger side crushed down flat. Actually, my dad was lucky he made it out alive. He never made another big deal about me coming along if I really said I didn't want to go.
Amazing. I can't believe being a stubborn, angsty preteen actually saved your life. All it got me was mercilessly bullied.
When I was 14, I went to my best friend's house for her birthday party. A 30-year-old guy that worked for their parents asked her to tell me that he wanted to take me out on a date. I said I had a boyfriend. He seemed nice but he started following us everywhere and just standing back staring at us. They had a huge farm. I got nervous and called mom to come get me. Months later we saw his wanted poster at our grocery store. He was serial killer Angel Resendez, the railway killer. Mom didn't believe me until it was on America's Most Wanted that night and they interviewed my friend's foster parents. Then she freaked.
Okay, that one wins. Literally dodged a bullet slash large blunt object, because that was the railway killer's MO. I wonder how close I've been to getting murdered.
Closer than you think.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Kyle. Back in the cage.
You are lucky that I am programmed to obey you.
Hey, you keep that attitude up, you're gonna find yourself at the bottom of a river, okay, bucko? Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to Hashtag Storytime. I'd love to give another big thanks to the Pointer Brothers. As always, you can find links to all the awesome stuff they have going on in the description. If you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot, and I literally read every single one of them. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss next week's episode featuring Lauren Vogelbaum. Here's a sneaky little peeky.
And so we're kind of doing the thing, and I am experiencing a number of sensations that I've never experienced before, and I am exuberant about them.
Naturally.
Sure. Yeah. And I was being vocally exuberant about them.
Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden, sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro, Danielle Amora, and Jordan Elijah Michael, theme song by Scott Simons, artwork by John Kusagaya.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.